Blog Talk Radio.
Stupid thing. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Constitutional Millennials. But instead of the usual constitutional discussions and lawmaking and just lots of government stuff, tonight's episode is going to be on paranormal discussion. I mean, who doesn't love a good ghost story during the evenings when you're at home with family and friends? But first, we're going to be listening to a song by Avicii, Hey Brother. I'll see you guys in 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
Hey brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker.
Welcome back. Like I said, tonight's episode is going to be a paranormal discussion. I'm going to be giving you a few examples of some paranormal experiences that I have, and I also have a website that my friend Lisa, thank you very much, has given to me to do a little bit of explaining on and what kind of stuff is out there. For the first house that we're going to really talk about, this is also, by the way, a top 12 America's Scariest Homes in the U.S., just so you all know. The first house that we're talking about, or not really house, but hotel, is going to be the Chelsea Hotel. The infamous Chelsea Hotel in New York City is one of the area's spookiest landmarks. Built in 1884, the hotel has been home to many notable writers, musicians, and artists over the years. Even though many of its most famous occupants have since died, visitors claim to have spotted the apparitions of Dylan Thomas, Eugene O'Neill, and Thomas Wolfe. So, the Chelsea Hotel, like I said, Chelsea Hotel, this sounds like a very interesting hotel to be at during the time after it was built in 1884, and so on and so forth after many people had died during that time. Visitors can see the apparitions of many people that have died there, like Dylan Thomas, Eugene O'Neill, and Thomas Wolfe. These people are famous for what they have created during that time, and they're still around today where you can find them in the Chelsea Hotel in whatever rooms they were in. I mean, who doesn't love a good paranormal experience, right? Later on in this episode, I will be giving a experience or two of my own, but that's for later on. Come on. Oh, yay. The Winchester Mystery House. This is a great, great house to tell. The Winchester Mystery House is a 160-room Victorian mansion brimming with bizarre architectural features and a very eerie origin. With features such as secret passageways, labyrinth-like winding hallways, and a seance room, the eccentric house is rumored to have been built by spirits themselves. And this is an amazing place to even look up its history. I believe it was Mary Winchester or something. But anyway, Mary Winchester owned the house, and it is amazing. I mean, this house has been... Oh, it is Sarah Winchester, not whatever. Anyway, the Winchester Mystery House is a mansion in San Jose, California, which was once the personal residence of Sarah Winchester, the widow of gun magnate William Wirt Winchester. The Queen Anne-style Victorian mansion is renowned for its size, its architectural curiosities, and its lack of any master building plan. It is a designated California historical landmark and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It is privately owned and serves as a tourist attraction. So basically, what it's also saying that it's also a very great place for spirits to lurk around. For example, one of the more famous spirits that are there could also be spirits that have haunted Sarah Winchester ever since, you know, after, I believe it was a war. Let's see. Here we go. Tablets from the time claim that at some point after her infant and husband soon both died, a Boston medium told her, while supposedly channeling her late husband, that she should leave her home in New Haven and travel west, where she must continuously build a home for herself and spirits of people who had fallen victim to Winchester rifles. Basically, the Winchester rifles were they were used in lots of fights, and many, many people died during the time where it was used on them. And supposedly, the people who were killed by the Winchester rifles are supposedly haunting Sarah Winchester, from what I remember anyway. From what I also remember for the Winchester House, there are stairs that basically lead to absolutely nowhere. They could lead into the ceiling and basically just give you nothing. There are also hallways that could basically lead you in a multitude of directions. Like it said there on what I was reading, it's 160 room Victorian mansion. Basically, it's brimming with a buttload of spiritual energy, and Sarah Winchester was building the house for the spirits that were lost and were haunting her after they had been murdered or shot to death by the Winchester rifles. Some say that there's a portal to hell in that house, and there's an episode on Ghost Adventures, which I clearly remember, where Zach Bagans and his team actually did an interesting episode there at the house. Thank you, Lisa. Winchester rifle is a comprehensive term describing a series of lever-action repeating rifles manufactured by the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. Developed from the 1860 Henry rifle, Winchester rifles were among the earliest repeaters. The model 1873 was particularly successful, being colloquially known as the gun that won the West. Yes, that's true, Lisa. Thank you for giving me that bit of info. Like she said, there was a lot of fighting during that time, and a lot of people were basically killed by that rifle. And it gave off a lot of negative energies during that time as well. So Sarah Winchester was basically haunted by the spirits who were murdered by those. Oops. No, I didn't finish the episode name. Oh, well. Anyway, like I said, they were basically haunting Sarah Winchester, and a spiritualist, or I believe it was a spiritualist, but anyway, they told her to make a house so the spirits will be lost forever in the house where they cannot escape. Sarah did make the house for them so they could basically not escape until she eventually passed away, but paranormal activity is still going on there today from what I remember. In my opinion, I think she felt a bit guilty after what had happened ever since, you know, they had been killed, and there's been a lot of guilt. So she basically just decided to build the house to please the spirits so they wouldn't go after her anymore. All right, we'll be taking a short break with some music by Breaking Benjamin, I Will Not Bow. And I will be back in 3 minutes and 38 seconds. All right, guys, welcome back. Like I said, I'm going to be giving a little bit of an experience from paranormal stuff that I've had actually happen to myself. This was actually not a little bit ago. This was a few years ago from when this actually happened. Back in, 2011, I think? Anyway, somewhere around during the early 2000s, like 2010, 2011, 2012, somewhere around that time, when I was a little younger anyway, since I'm 16 right now, this was when I was 10, 11, 12, I used to be a sneaky little kid, and I used to watch TV downstairs, but when mom and dad were asleep. And during that time, I used to sit in the dark living room with the kitchen, not the kitchen, the dining room right actually across from the living room, and the hallway sitting right in between. During the time I was watching TV at night, I actually saw some bright flashes coming from the dining room, and it reflected off of one of the cabinet mirrors, and I'm like, holy crap, what the heck is that? And this happened multiple times when I did this, too. And I guess you could say I was really, really surprised. And this has happened multiple times during the time I was sneaking inside the living room at night when I wasn't really supposed to be up. So I decided to do a little bit of investigating with my sister, of course. This was when we were both up as well. And we both saw it, so we both fled upstairs to our rooms and stayed there for the rest of the night. And this happened for a straight year, and we could not explain what the heck was going on. I mean, we were also a bit surprised. And another experience I actually had was, I think this was sometime before mom's birthday, I think 2011, but while we were watching TV sometime in the afternoon downstairs with mom and dad and little sis as well, we heard a huge crash upstairs, and we were like, what in the heck was that? I mean, we honestly didn't know what the heck it was during that time, but we decided to go investigate. Actually, no, dad wasn't there, but mom, sis, and I were. So we decided to go upstairs and investigate. So we decided to look around in our rooms to see what that was. We found absolutely nothing in the end. We could not explain what that noise was. And I guess you could say we were all kind of surprised and stunned about what had happened, because we didn't really expect that noise to be there. I mean, yes, some of us may have some paranormal experiences. I've had my fair share, and I know all of you who are listening have also had your fair share of, you know, like what's been going on and like what's happened, basically. I mean, yeah, it's surprising and all, but it's to be expected with some places that were built brand new during the time. I believe the house was built in the early 2000s from what I remember mom telling me. And no one has died there since before we moved in. I know it was a completely newly built house, at least from what mom has told me. It's newly built. No one has lived there before us. So basically, that's a complete and utter surprise to you. I mean, who wouldn't be surprised? I mean, we were, because I have so many experiences to even talk about. There's the appearing and disappearing eye in Germany that I had. This was a few years prior to us living in Kentucky, and this was when I was living in Germany. One time at night, I was up for a little bit, and you know how some people have rolling shades outside their window that close down and shut completely like that. Basically, I had that, well, we had that around our rooms and around the house all the time. And during the time I was awake at night, I spotted an eye that appeared, like a ghostly eye that appeared slowly in front of my window, stared at me for a few seconds before disappearing. I mean, I found that really creepy in my opinion, but I guess that's to be expected with some paranormal experiences because everyone has them in their lives. Not many people might have it, but for those who do, you might even be lucky to have a ghostly encounter or might even be scared, which is understandable. I mean, I was scared during that time because I didn't know what the heck it was. To this day, I still don't know whatever that noise in Kentucky was or what that eye was. I still have yet to find things out because I just need to do a bit of research because there's been a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, even now, I even hear stuff in school. I hear random voices. Sometimes I will see lights flickering without us even noticing. I mean, when I look up in lights, even at times, like the sensors, they start to shift slightly. Like, you know how people see throughout their eyes and they see spots dancing? Sometimes I can see like a slight color change in the air when I look at the lights. I mean, that's a bit weird in my opinion, but we just all have our very interesting and scary paranormal experiences, but it is what it is with how we have them now these days and back in the past as well. We'll be taking one last break, and this will be by Rascal Flatts, Mayberry. I'll see you guys in 4 minutes and 27 seconds.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. Sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke,
when everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and calling by the first name, watching the clowns go by, 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 by.
All right, guys, I'll be doing one last little bit before we end the show for tonight, and this is going to be about the White House. For years, there have been reports that the White House is a hotbed of haunted activity. Visitor staff and even... Stupid fog dog. Visitor staff and even White House residents have reported seeing the ghosts of Abraham Lincoln, Abigail Adams, and Andrew Jackson, to name a few. FDR, Dwight Eisenhower, and Winston Churchill are among those who claim to have claimed to have seen the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. More recently, the Obamas claim to have repeatedly heard strange sounds and felt the sensation of someone gnawing at their feet in the middle of the night. Honestly, that's a bit interesting because not many have seen, well, a lot of people have seen ghostly figures in the White House. And like my friend Lisa said, what's a good quote? Oh well. The feet thing is kind of weird because I've never personally felt that feeling. And honestly, I hope you guys had a great idea tonight. I hope you all enjoy and have a great evening, everyone. Good night.